in the second half of Likut Imran, which is a deep chapter. It has some deep concepts. As usual, we're going to try our best to make it clear. And as usual, if you know the chapter in Likut Imran, it helps a lot. It helps a lot. We'll try our best. If you hear things that aren't that clear, most likely, if you look over the chapter in Likut Imran, it'll be much clearer to you. We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Eidus, Halacha Hei, from the beginning. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Eidus Pochos Mishnayim. It's not considered valid testimony with less than two witnesses. Kamay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, Oy Al Pi Shloish Eidim, Yokum Dovor. Through the testimony of two witnesses or three witnesses, something can be established. Paragraph Aleph, Al pi ha-toyro ki seitze la-melchoma. This halach will be based on the chapter in Likutei Imran with that title, Belikutei Tanina, besoifoi, towards the end of the second half of Likutei Imran, besimen pebeis, chapter 82, ayin shom meresha le-seifa. Look over that chapter in Likutei Imran from beginning to end in order to have a good foundation, a good introduction to this halacha. V'haklal, basically what Rabbeinu Zal says there is, she'tzrichin lichloil b'chinas sheloi k'seder b'b'chinas k'seder, that the mission of a Jew in this world and the purpose of creation is in order that disorder should be able to be merged into and become part of order. This terminology, keseder and shaloi keseder, is used in many different places, in many different contexts. In Sifrei Kabbalah, it's used when we talk about Hashem's attributes of kindness, usually we refer to keseder. When we refer to Hashem's attributes of judgment, harshness, punishment, it's referred to as Shaloi Keseder. An example of this is, when it comes to the 10 plagues, when Hashem is blasting Egypt, at one point there, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, Hine Yad Hashem, Hoyo B'miknuch Asher Basoda. The hand of Hashem is going to strike at your livestock and cattle in the field. The word Hoyo, Hey Vav Yud Hey, is the same letters as Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Hashem's name that's used usually to refer to kindness, seder, orderliness. But because the letters are rearranged in an opposite order, a hoyo, a hey vav, the vav kei is before the yud kei, it's mamish, the second half of the name has put in, we put the wagon in front of the horse, in a sense, lahavdil, lahavdil. It's disorder, it's midas hadin. And there are many examples of this. When we talk about Hashem versus the world, versus creation, Hashem is keseder. Hashem is the supreme concept of order, good, healthy order. Anything less than Hashem is shaloi keseder. Compared to Hashem, for sure, it's an aspect of shaloi keseder. This world, as orderly as it could be, it's a concept of shaloi keseder compared to Hashem. And there are many applications of this. There are many ways that this applies. We're going to see some of them in the context of this chapter of Likutei Imran, Likutei Halachos. And Rabbeinu Zal mentions there, and Rav Nosson Zal has maybe 10 chapters of Likutei Halachos, expounding on this 10 different variations of explanations of that chapter in Likutei Imran, all showing different versions of keseder versus shaloi keseder, and how the mission is, the objective is, that the shaloi keseder should merge in with and become part of the keseder. Lahavdil, you have a class, you have students that are stronger, students that are weaker students. The ideal is that the good students will be so good and the teacher will be so good that even the weaker students, who at the beginning couldn't keep up, couldn't be part of, as a result of things being conducted in such an orderly, positive, healthy way, the Shaloi Keseder will become part of the Keseder. Everyone will get on the same train and everybody will move along in a healthy, positive way. So this is our mission. Shetzrichen lichlo b'chinas Shaloi Keseder b'chinas Keseder, shehu b'chinas mo. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal gives one of the examples of Keseder is Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we know takes on different forms, different miluim. When you fill out the letters, they form four different formats. This is referred to as Ov, Sog, Mo, and Bon in Sifrei Kabbalah. And one of those formats is called Mo, where you spell Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, you spell the Yud, Yud Vav Dalet. The He is spelled He Aleph, the Vav is spelled Vav Aleph Vav, and the He is spelled He Aleph. If you add it up, it adds up to 45, which is Mo, which is Adam. That name of Hashem is called the Shem Mo, and that's one of the most basic names of Hashem, this Shem Mo. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that we have to try to take all the Shaloi Keseder and plug it into Keseder, which is Keseder is referred to as Mo. Shemishom Iker Hachius. It's from Hashem. It's from Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's from Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei in the format of Mo that this world draws most of its life, its spiritual light. Bechinas, as we say every morning in our tefillah, we say, Mo me chayenu, me kochenu, matzit kosenu. Mo is our, there's two ways of translating that. The simple translation is, what is our life? What is our power? We're nothing compared to Hashem. We're nothing, shebe nothing. But another way of translating that is, Mo kochenu. Mo is our koyach. Mo chayenu, mo is our life. Shemishon Iker Hachius. That's our source of life. Ukisheroya, and Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, Ukisheroya Odom, Shehoilech Loi Sheloika Seder, when a person realizes that things in their life are in a state of disorder, Sheloika Seder, things are not going the right way, Yeda, the person should know, Sheyeshloi Gadlus, that he has gaiva, he has arrogance, Shehu Bechinas Ano Emloich, which is like, I want to be king, I want things to be done my way, I want to be in charge, I want to be in control. All this concept of Ano Emloich, Shemechalek Bechinas Malchus Liatzmoi, whereby the person is trying to take the authority, the control, the leadership to himself. He wants to be in charge. He wants to decide, however, not that Hashem should decide. I made a plan. I decided what I intend to do today. And now something seems to be going differently than what I planned. And the person, what do you mean? I said that I'm going to do this and this today. Or I decided I'm going to do this today. Why aren't things going the way I decided, the way I planned? So Rabbeinu Zal says that sometimes when a person sees that, it's a message to the person that the person has fallen into gaiva, that he's trying to take the malchus for himself. And that's why, and we're going to see soon that malchus is a concept of shaloi keseder. Alkane, therefore, so what should a person do when they see that? When they realize that their life or a certain aspect of their life is in a state of disorder, their shalom bias, their parnosa, their health, whatever it is, alkein yase tshuva. When the person realizes that, they know that they need to do tshuva, they need to repent. And what are we talking about specifically? The yashpil es atzmai. The person has to humble himself. The yihye bebechinas mo. And the person should try to emulate this aspect of Hashem called Mo. Mo means what? What am I? I'm nothing. Mo means what? and also means nothing. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, when the Jews were complaining to them, they said, what are you complaining to us for? V'nachnu mo, we are nothing. Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there, v'ikar ha-tshuva na'aseh b'chodesh el. The month of the year that's most appropriate for tshuva is the month of Elul. She'oz osa Moshe derech kevusha leilich bo. Because during the month of Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu carved out a highway, a clear path for Klal Yisrael to be able to know how to go about doing tshuva. The derech ha-tshuva she'osa Moshe be'Elul, and the path of tshuva which Moshe Rabbeinu carved out in the month of Elul is as follows: Hu al yedei shekisher atzmoi im kol hamadregos. It was all about Moshe Rabbeinu's ability to attach himself to all Jews on all levels. Vegila, and Moshe Rabbeinu revealed v'hoidia, and he informed all of Klal Yisrael. Shehashem Yisporach bechol mokoim, that Hashem is everywhere from top to bottom, bekol amadrega sheboilam, on every level in the world. Hashem is in the Beis Hamikdash, he's in the Holy of Holies, and lahavdil, Hashem's in the bathroom, and Hashem's lahavdil in the Vatican, in the places of Avodah Zorah. Bebechinas, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, im esak shomayim, if I rise up all the way to the heavens, Shom Ato, you Hashem are right, I see you up there. Va'atzio Shoel, and even if I go down to the lowest, lowest places, Hineko, you're right there, Hashem. Shafilu be'eser kisrin demesavusa, even within the 10 kingdoms of Tumah, of impurity, Hineko, you're right there, Hashem. You are to be found there. Shafilu be'eser kisrin demesavusa, gam shom nimtza Hashem Yisborach. That even within the 10 kingdoms of Tumah, of the other side, Hashem is found there. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, umalchusoi, Hashem's kingdom, bakoil mashallah, rules everywhere, over everything. The Malchus is that aspect of Hashem that can go anywhere. It can go up, it can go down. Shezeu b'chinas chirik. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that the Zohar HaKadosh refers to the Malchus as the vowel chirik. Chirik is a dot, a single dot. It's all black. It's wall-to-wall blackness. In that little dot, there's just blackness. And the chirik is found on bottom. The chirik is always on bottom of any letter of the alphabet that the chirik is being applied to. It's on bottom. Nekuda hatachtoina. The chirik represents that lower aspect. Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, ubechirik la'am lecholo al tatoin. That kaviyochol, Hashem, the spirit of Hashem, takes on the form of chirik to rule, to be designated to rule over the lower levels. That's one aspect. V'chein b'chol aliyah v'aliyah. And so too Moshe Rabbeinu, no matter how high he went, when he was going up, Motza Shom Hashem Yisborach, he never went too high, for he always found Hashem above him. Ki yesh lefamim, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that sometimes, shemeribui hatoiv, when a person has it too good, they have too much money, too much brains, too much success, shenoisnoi, which Hashem gives the person, nisrachek. It causes the person to become distant from Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal there says it's a concept of being blinded by the light. Light usually helps you be able to see. When there's some light in the room, you can see. More light, you can see even better. More light, you can't see anything. When the light is too bright, it makes it chassid. The person sees darkness. They see, person looks at the sun, they see black. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu gila shigam shom nimtza Hashem Yisborach. But Moshe Rabbeinu was so special that no matter how high he went, no matter how high the light got, no matter how great a success he experienced as a tzaddik, as a leader of Klal Yisrael, he always found Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas segol. And this concept of aliyah, going up, this high level, reaching up to the high places, is represented by the vowel segol, which is referred to as Nekuda Elyona, the upper levels, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains this. We know Rabbeinu Zal refers to this also in chapter 6 in Likutei Moran, where he talks about tshuva, the two paths of tshuva, Aliyah and Yerida, and the concept of the segoil, the way the segoil is laid out, you have two dots on bottom and one dot on top. It's like a pyramid leading upwards, representing this concept of an aliyah. Ayin Shom Kol Zehetev, study the chapter in the Likutei Moran well, and you'll know what we're talking about, these concepts of lower level, higher level, the concept of order versus disorder, the concept of this name of Hashem, the Shemo, the concept of aliyah and yerida, etc. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts applying it to the topic of Eidus. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh b'chinas Eidus b'shnayim, and this will also enlighten us on the concept of that witnesses must be a minimum of two, utrei kemeya. And the Gemara says two are just as strong as 100. Ki ho Eidus boim legalois soemes, because witnesses are coming to reveal the truth. That's their objective. To be able to help the judges to get to the truth of the matter. Who's really right, who's really wrong. What really happened? People describe a situation, he hit me and then I hit him. What really happened? That's what we're trying to find out. And to get to the real truth is based on what we learned about before. Al yidei shemevatlin atzmon. It's by a person being able to nullify themselves, negate themselves, humble themselves. Bibichinas mo. When a person can think about themselves as nothing compared to Hashem, compared to tzaddikim. Ad shenichlal bichinas sheloi keseder, bibichinas keseder. And when a person accomplishes that, then the sheloi keseder can plug into, can become part of the Keseder. In this case, Hashem is the Keseder. The person is a Bechinav. Compared to Hashem, we are all Sheloi Keseder. We are all in a state of disorder compared to the perfect, perfect order of Hashem. You get an example of people in terms of neatness, how neat a person keeps his room, his desk, his possessions. You get a person who's like really neat, and you know, you walk into a certain kid's room and you see, wow, this is over here, this is over there, great. And a person says, wow, this is the ultimate in neatness. And somebody says, what, are you kidding? I mean, for a 13-year-old kid, this is pretty good, but let me show you what neatness really is. Let me show you what Seder really is. And they take you next door to the office of the person, the master of the house, who is a star in neatness, and the person walks in and says, wow, wow, I thought that was neat. I look at this, I thought that was order. Now I see a completely different level of order. This concept of keseder and sheloi keseder. Ki hasheker hu hepech ho'emes. We know that falsehood, falseness, is the opposite of truth. Iker achizosoi mibichina sheloi keseder. Sheker is able to apply when there's sheloi keseder, when there's disorder. When things are in perfect order, then there's no confusion. You see exactly, this is over there, that's over there. There's no question about who came first, second, what happened first. When things are upside down, when things are topsy-turvy, when there's a big mess, it's hard to figure out who did what happened first, what happened second. So sheker draws from sheloi keseder. Ki ho emes b'chinas keseder, v'sheker hu b'chinas sheloi keseder. Because emes, represents Seder, order. Sheker represents Shalokis Seder. And we even see it in the letters that make up the word. The word Emes, Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. Tuf is the last letter of the Aleph Beis. We're going in perfect order. Sheker, Shin is 300. Shin is second from the end. Then you have Kuf. We're going backward. After Shin comes Tuf. We're not going back. We're not going forward. We're going backwards. We're going from Shin to Kuf, which is backwards. We're jumping two steps backwards. And then we're going to Resh, which is forward. So we started from three, went back to one, and then to two. 3-1-2 is out of order. Ki ho'emes hu kishoyimrim al kol dovar kemoi shehu. Because the truth is when I describe something exactly the way it happened. First this happened, then that happened, then that happened. Kigoin, for example, al kesef kesef al nechoshes nechoshes. For example, when I say about a piece of silver that's silver, that's the truth. When I say about a piece of copper that it's copper, I'm telling the truth. Shehu b'chinas k'seder. Sho'imra molov ho'emes k'fi seder habriya sh'leilu advarim. I'm telling the truth means I'm telling it the way Hashem created it. Hashem created silver as silver, not silver as copper or vice versa. Aval ha'sheker hu b'chinas sh'loi k'seder. Whereas lies, falseness, is a concept of disorder. Sheroitze l'shanoi seder habriya. He's trying to change the order of creation. Sheoimer al kesef shunachoshes. He's something that Hashem created as silver. He's saying, no, that's not silver, that's copper. Or vice versa. Oy lehepuch, or the opposite. You get a person who's a liar, a salesman, and he takes a piece of copper that has silver paint over it, and he's trying to sell it for $1,000, and he says, oh, you see this silver ring? I says, what are you talking about? This is not silver. Turn it off. So let's scrape off the paint, and we see it's copper. V'chein kol dvar sheker. And so too, any example of a lie, she'oimer, that a person says, hakol hu b'china sheloi k'seder. These are all examples of disorder. It's not the proper order. She'meshana ha'seder ho'emes, he's changing the order of the truth of this matter, or a transaction, something that happened. He's telling it over, but he's telling it over out of order, not in the order that it really happened. He's telling over the thing that happened in upside down. Nimtza, we see therefore, here again, anytime there's a fight between people and they come to the table, he hit me first. That's the whole question here. It's because very often what happened first, if you did this only after something, then you're okay. But if you initiated something without any, then it's terrible. Nimtza, shesheker hu b'china sheloi k'seder. Rav Nosson Zal wants to show us that the concept of lying, untruth, is corresponds to the concept of shalokis seder, disorder, out of order. V'alkein ikar bitul hasheker, huayidei b'chinas derech hatshuva anal she'osa Moshe be'elul. And therefore, to eliminate sheker, the way to eliminate sheker is by following the path of tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us in the month of Elul, shehu lichlo nekuda tachtoina b'nekuda elyoina, which is to be able to take the lower level, the Nekuda Tachtoina, and be able to plug it into and make it part of the upper level. Shaydezeh nichlal b'china sheloi k'seder, b'china sheloi k'seder. By doing that, we're taking an example of sheloi k'seder, which is the lower levels, and we're plugging them into, we're making them part of k'seder. We gave the example in a class of the weaker students and the stronger students. These are a bechin of shaloi k'seder. They're not yet in order. They're not yet in the order of what this class is supposed to be. And by putting them together with k'seder, we're hoping that the k'seder will elevate the shaloi k'seder. Ki zeh iker shleimus ho'emes. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this is the real definition of truth. When it's truth from beginning to end. Meiresh kol dargin, atsoif kol dargin. From the highest level to the lowest level. Ki emes hu roish toich soif kemuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, that the word emes, Hashem created the word emes to show that emes goes from top to bottom, from beginning to end. Ki ho aleph hu roish l'chol oisiyos, because the aleph is the top, the beginning of all the letters. V'hatov, who's soif kol oisiyos, the letter tov, is the last one, the end of all the letters. V'hamem b'emtza kemuva, and the mem is the middle letter. So this shows that the concept of emes is something that must go from beginning to end. When a person tells over a story, and 90% of what they're saying is true, but 10% is false, then it's a lie. It's a lie, period. It's not the truth. It's not the truth, and we will not be able to know exactly what to do from a story that has 10% or 5% of sheker mixed into it. Ki ho aleph shehu roish kol oisiyos, ze bechinas aleph beis keseder. Because the letter aleph, now Rav Nosson Zal showing us, when a person writes an aleph, just the aleph alone, when we start with aleph, we're starting keseder. We're starting from a place where there's nothing before Aleph. So the only way you can go from Aleph is to Beis or Gimel or Dalet, whatever it is. So the letter Aleph represents order, going in order, starting from the beginning. V'hatov shehu soif koloisiyos, and the letter Tov, which is the last letter, zebechinas tashrak. The letter Tov represents upside down, because the Tov begins the reverse order, going in reverse. Tuf, then Shin, then Resh, then Kuk, going in that order. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the beginning of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Shebechinas Keseder, Hu Bechinas Aleph Beis, that order, proper order, is represented by Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and disorder, out of order, is represented by Tov Shin Reish Kuf, etc. Hainu Bechinas So Aleph Shel Emes, Shubchinas Aleph Beis Keseder, Bechinas Nekudu El Yoyna, the Aleph of the word Emes, which represents order, which represents that upper level, Vahatov Shel Emes, the letter Tov of the word Emes, Zebechinas Tov Shin Reish Kuf. That represents the opposite direction. Sheloikas Seder, reverse order. Bechinas Nekuda Tachtoina, the bottom. Vahamem Shel Hu Emes, Shei Bemtza, and the letter Mem of the word Emes, which is in the middle, Zebechinas Hamechaber, the Koilel, Nekuda Tachtoina, B'Dekura Al Yoina. That represents that ability to connect the beginning and the end, to connect keseder and shaloi keseder, lichluel b'china shaloi keseder b'chinas keseder, to be able to plug in the shaloi keseder into the keseder, sheze ikar shleimus v'chius v'tikan abriya kula. That's the real perfection and life and perfection of the entire creation. Kemuvon b'hatoyer anal, as is explained in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Let's give a simple example. A parent tells a child, I want you to do A, B, and C. I want you to first pick up the toys and put them away, and then I want you to come into the kitchen, and then I'll give you an ice cream. Three things. The child says, okay. The child comes back 3 seconds later. Can I have the ice cream? I'm hungry, can I have the ice cream? The parent says, didn't I tell you? Yes, you said I can have the ice cream. Of course I did. I said, first pick up the toys, then come back into the kitchen, and then I'll give you the ice cream. Simple. That's an example of keseder. The parent defined a seder, and the child acted shaloi keseder. This is the whole concept of mitzvahs and averos, for example, havdil. Hashem says, I want you to do A, B, C, D. I want you not to do XYZ. Unfortunately, at times, what do? We do the opposite. We commit sins. Sins are an example of shalaikas seder. We're not beseder with Hashem. We do the opposite of Hashem once. So there's keseder and shalaikas seder. Now, a person will say, okay, then what's this concept of merging the keseder into shalaikas seder? When a person does a proper tshuva, the Torah says, when a person does tshuva me'ava, a real tshuva, the averos become mitzvahs. The Gemara says it's possible to turn a minus. Person has a negative balance in his bank account on Yom Rishon. It shows that he's minus 30,000. And he speaks to the bank manager and he explains his whole situation and everything. He comes back on the computer Monday. He keys in and he sees there's a plus 30,000 in there. How did that happen? The answer is the bank manager understood the circumstances. He knows there's collateral. He knows that a whole bunch of different things. And the bank manager said, you're right. I know that in order for you to get back on your feet, in order for you to function, you have money. We have perfect justification to give you 30 grand now to erase the negative balance for now and put a plus $30,000 in your account because we have all kinds of things to base it on. And the person's ready to go. Lahavdil, that's what Hashem does. That's the concept of tshuva, this concept of shaloi keseder, being plugged into, being merged into keseder. It happens every day. Ki hamem hu bechinas arboim yoim. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, the mem of emes represents that 40-day period of tshuva. Which the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, all of them speak about, that the main period of tshuva of the year is these 40 days, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. It's during those 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for the third time. He went up once on Shavuos, right after Shavuos. He went up for 40 days, came down on Shiva Serbatamos, and saw the Jews worshipping the golden calf, and he smashed the luchos, went back up on the 18th of Tammuz, came back down right before Rosh Chodesh Elul, with no results. Hashem had not forgiven the Jews, was not it. Went back up a third time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and came back down on Yom Kippur saying, I won. I defeated Hashem, Kavyochel. I got Hashem to reverse his decision. Vayoymar Hashem solachti kidvorecho. That was the results of those 40 days. Ve'oso derech kvusho la'tshuvanal. And Moshe Rabbeinu prepared a well-trodden path, a highway for tshuva, for Klal Yisrael. Shehu, which is lichlol nekuda hatachtoina benekuda elyoina. It's all about this ability to merge that the lower level into the upper level. Lichlol, the yeridos into the aliyas. Bechinas shaloi keseder, the bechinas keseder. It's all about taking the shaloi keseder and turning it into, plugging it into the keseder. Again, you have a class with good boys, bad boys. The ticket isn't to shoot the bad boys, because then you're going to have half a class. The ticket is for the good boys to be so strong in the teacher that the bad boys become good boys. And now we have a class of 30, and they're all winners. They're all home runs. Lichloil hatov, Bechinas hasoif, bechinas tashrak, shaloi keseder, to be able to plug in the letter tav, which is the end, which would be the beginning of a reverse order, which is shaloi keseder, bebechinas aleph, to plug it into the aleph, shehu haroish, which is the beginning, bechinas aleph beis keseder, which is the concept of going in order, shienichlal hakoil biyachad, for all of it to come together, al yedei hamem shebemtza, through that mem in the middle, which unites, which brings it all together. Va'oz nishlam bechinas emes. And then we establish the real truth. Shehu ikar tikkun ha'olam, which is what the world is really, which is the purpose of creation, what it was really all about. It was all about emes. Ki boi chosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu esay lamoi. Because Hashem sealed the world. He sealed creation with emes. K'may shekosev, as it says in the first three words in the Torah, Bereshis bora Elohim, soifei tevois emes, kamuvo. The last letters of those three words is emes, to show That's Hashem. In the beginning, Hashem created with what? With emes. What was the purpose of creation? Emes, to reveal the emes. Ki ikr hu emes, kishehu emes meirosh vatsoif. Rav Nosson Zal reiterates this, and whenever he repeats something, it's not because he didn't have what to say. This he's making a very serious point that the real emes is only when it's beginning. People talk about relationships between husband and wife, all kinds of, and that, wow, it's such a great relationship until it's beginning till end. You don't know anything. You can't judge anything. We know the story the Gemara says about Yochanan Kohen Gadol, one of the great tzaddikim, went into the Kodesh Kodoshim every year until the last year. He blew it on the last year. The last year they pulled him out dead. He died because some kind of a bad thought, etc., etc. So real, when we talk about truth, a true relationship, true is when it's beginning to end. True is not, you know, sometimes when they're doing an investigation on somebody and they go through 100 pages and everything is perfect. And you ask the guy, so how does it look to you? I don't know. I didn't finish. When I finish, I'll tell you. Until I finish, I can't judge, because there are so many different situations where something is perfect, but until, boop, something at the last minute blew it. Which means, shebekol dargo sheboilam yimtzu es Hashem yisporach. When do we call a person as being true to Hashem, a true servant of Hashem, true loyalty to Hashem? It's only when that person can show that on every single level in the world, from bottom to top, Yimtza Hashem Yisborach, he finds Hashem, Shehu Etzem Hoemes, Hashem is the epitome of truth. Bein Ba'aliya, Bein Bi'arida. No matter how high he goes, no matter how rich he is, he's totally loyal and devoted to Hashem. And no matter how poor he gets, he's 100% totally loyal and devoted to Hashem. V'shelo yahafoy Hoemes, and not to turn the Emes upside down. Shaloika said, whether it's because he's being so successful that makes him turn the emes upside down, or hein machmas yirida, or as a result of going down, falling. Kilefomim, and now Rav Nosson Zal quotes from Likutei Moharan over there. Kilefomim, because at times ha'odam, a person machmas aliyosoi, because of his great success ba'ashirus, in wealth, or in knowledge, he gets the Nobel Prize. They say that he's the smartest person in chemistry, in physics, whatever it is. Or lahavdil, who lamdon muflug batoira, a person achieves an incredible level of advancing in Torah knowledge. Al yideze noitem en hoemes. Sometimes that causes him to go off the path, to deviate from the truth. It takes him out of order. It makes him behave out of order. V'choylek al tzadikei emes. In what way? He opposes true tzadikim, the yoreim, and truly religious people, such as the example of Korach. The Gemara says, Korach pikei achoya. Korach was very smart. You're going to tell me a very smart person could do such a stupid, idiotic thing as to challenge Moshe Rabbeinu? He's challenging Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen? The answer is yes. He became too smart. Too smart for himself. Where he thought that it was all an issue of brains. It's all logic and rationale. And logic, rationale, he's ready to play chess with Moshe. No problem. He's ready to play ping pong with Moshe Rabbeinu. But he forgot that it's not just logic. There's irrational, there's emuna, there's things that go way beyond logic, way above logic. And that could cause the person, as a result of this great knowledge, she'oimer svorois hafuchois mino emes lamitoi, that he comes up with statements, or he comes up with logic that's the opposite of what the real truth is. Just like Korach. Korach wanted to prove from the Torah that you don't have to wear tzitzis, that if you're wearing a garment that's all tcheles, you don't need tzitzis. Or if you have a room that's full of sfarim, you don't need a mezuzah. You know, all of these things that he proved through logic, with his great logic and knowledge, all upside down. Ki ein keitz ledivrei ruach sheyuchal loimer al dover al kol dover lahavchay menemes. Because there is no limit to the baloney that a person can make up about anything to turn it upside down, to show the opposite of what the real truth is. We know, again, there's the theory of evolution, that man comes from monkeys and all kinds of weird, ridiculous, stupid, idiotic things that people come up to oppose the Torah, to oppose Hashem's definition of what really happened. That when Hashem created the world, he created something from nothing. You have all kinds of idiots, this one coming up with vanilla, and this one chocolate, and this one, all kinds of idiotic disagreements with Hashem, coming up with different versions of what they perceive happened, their perception of how it happened. Ve'yefsha levayer listor kol hatu'usim v'chol asforas hafuchos. And sometimes it's impossible to go into explaining and disproving all the different ideas, all these different theories and everything, but rather, so then how am I supposed to figure it out? Rak ho'emes eid li'atzmai. The truth is the best testimony to the truth. The truth is its best lawyer. You want to know how to defend the truth? The truth can defend itself best, meaning, Umi sheyesh loy lev Yisrael, a person who has a Jewish heart, umevatel atzmoy, and the person is not arrogant, he doesn't think he knows everything, he nullifies himself, he humbles himself, bebechinas mo, what am I? What am I? I just came into the world, the world was in existence way before me, it's going to be this way. And I think I'm in charge already here. I think I know everything. I think I can figure it. I can figure it all out by myself. The chofetz be'emes lamitoi, and the person wants the real truth. Ve'enoi roitze lahatas es atzmoi, and the person is not interested in fooling himself in any way. Yochol leida ulohovin ho'emes heitev. Such a person will be able to realize and recognize the truth very, very clearly. That's number one. So that's Aliyah. Rav Nosson Zal spoke about people being successful in wealth and in knowledge sometimes, and it makes them go nuts. How many cases do we have that we read stories about people, you know, who went high up on the ladder, and as a result of going high, they went off a cliff in doing idiotic, stupid things to destroy themselves, their families, their future. We give example, we gave a classic example of a person extremely wealthy, successful, reaches one of the highest positions in politics in the world, becomes the governor of the state of New York, one of the highest positions in the world. The state of New York is bigger than Eretz Yisrael, bigger than some countries. And this idiot, for the silliest pleasure of 15 minutes, destroys his whole reputation, his whole career, his whole, wipes everything out. Person say, how in the world could it happen? How could a person, the answer is blinded. Person becomes the wealth, the power, person thinks he's invincible, he thinks he won't get caught. He won't, chas v'shalom. V'chein lefomim machmas yiridosi agdoila. And sometimes what will cause a person to go off track will be that the person falls so far down. Shenofal v'yorad begolus hataivos moed. The person fell into exile, into all the materialistic desires of this world. He got caught up drinking and drugs and food and all of these things. Kol echod kefi yiridoso. Each and every person, according to whatever their fall is. At shemach mazeh, Noifel bedaitoi, to the point where this leads the person to fall to a place, ke'ilu efes tikva, as if it's hopeless. Nothing can help me, nothing's going to change my situation. At shehabaldovo roitze la'apiloi, sheyisyayish minarach mechashom, to the point where the Yetzer Hara wants to push this person all the way down, to get the person to quit, to give up on himself completely, that there's no chance in the world that Hashem is going to show any kindness to me after I've done all of this. V'nidmeloi, and it seems to him, shelefi ho'emes, that based on truth, that the truth of the matter is, kfar ovda tikvos Hashem, that I am lost, I'm finished. V'chol ze, machma shemahape ho'emes, shaloi keseder. And it's all based on the fact that this person messes up the emes. He messes up that tough, that shaloi keseder. Ki be'emes, loy kachu ho'emes amiti. Because the truth, the real truth, is not what this person is thinking. Ki kvar gviki lo lanu Hashem yisporach, ribui rachmav, she'enam kolim, aide Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Hashem has already revealed to us His infinite kindness, how far His kindness can go. That even after a golden calf, and even after all the Jews doing every possible bad, terrible thing they could possibly do, there's still hope. And also through all the great true tzaddikim that came after Moshe Rabbeinu, Shegilu, they all showed Klal Yisrael, Shehashem Yisporach Bechol Mokoyim, that no matter how far down we go, no matter how far away we go, Hashem is there. We can't get, there's no such thing as getting away from Hashem. No such thing. Kemavur ba'atoyra zois, as Rabbein Azal explains in this chapter in Likut Imran, Shemoshe Rabbeinu Gila, that Moshe Rabbeinu revealed, he showed the world, She'afilu be'eser kisrin de'misavusa, that even if a Jew becomes a full-fledged member of the Sitra Achra, he joins all 10 crowns of Tumah of the Sitra Achra, Shehu klal kol ha'tumah she'boilam, which represents all the different variations of Tumah in existence, Rachmona Litzlan, Gam shom nimtza Hashem Yisporach, Hashem is there too. Person can connect with Hashem right there. Not that first they'll have to travel a few thousand miles and then connect with. He can connect with Hashem right from there. Al kein, therefore, ikar shleimus emes kishu emes bechol darga meirosh vatzoyf. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal establishes this fact that real emes is only when it's from beginning to end. When a person is loyal on all and the Arizal, the Sifrei Kabbalah say that this is one of the reasons why we go through reincarnation, why a person is reincarnated in the world. Because Hashem, it's like when they're testing parts of a car or a machine. First they put it in an oven and they turn the heat up 3,000 degrees to see how this metal is going to be able to handle extreme conditions of heat. Then they put it in a freezer. Then they put it in water. They soak it in water for a month to see, is it going to stand up to being submerged? All the lahavdil, that's what Hashem is doing with us. In order for our souls to prove themselves, to prove our loyalty and devotion to Hashem, one Gilgal, a person is poor. The next Gilgal, a person is rich. The next one, Hashem is putting through all the different maneuvers to see if the person will be able to show true devotion to Hashem, that from Aleph to Tov, wherever I am, when I'm rich, when I'm poor, when I'm smart, when I'm stupid, I'm always connecting, I'm never rejecting Hashem, I'm never detaching myself from the Emes, because I know that Hashem is from top to bottom, wherever I am, if I'm Aleph, if I'm the number one student, or if I'm Tov, I'm part of Hashem, I'm part of Emes, which is Hashem. This is just introduction. He's warming up, and he's going to lead into what he wants to get across. We'll hold it over here. Hello, Rich. Rabbi Omar is downstairs.